Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 801 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in the head coach of your Houston Cougars, and it's brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, HRP, and Chastang Ford, all huge, huge supporters of the program. A program that has never looked any better. Going to East Carolina and just taking care of that business against the all-time leading quarterback in the AAC, Aylers. And they couldn't do anything against that defense. Dana Holgorsen here with their most complete win of the year. Dana, welcome in.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
To you too, man. You had to be happy. Man, that defense just was, I think that was, obviously the offense was awesome and did a great job. But the defense was the story of the game. That was neat.
Well, I'm very proud of our defense and our coaches and the way that we've responded to not playing very good for a couple game stretch. Just sitting back and evaluating things. We're down probably 7 starters on defense for the year, and you can't use that as an excuse. Nobody cares and any of that. But what it did do was make us reassess what we were doing. And we were asking some guys to do some things that they couldn't do. You know, we've played really good defense around here for the last year and a half. And without some key pieces, we just couldn't do that. So we had to change some things up, which we did. You know, Coach Belk did a great job of rallying those guys. And you can't flip that switch overnight, you know. So after SMU, we switched some things. It didn't look very good against Temple. We got better at it, and it looked really good against East Carolina. So I think our guys were motivated, and they bought into what we were doing, and they went and they played pretty good. That's a hard place to go play. That's way over on the eastern part of North Carolina. Long flight. It's a college town. That stadium, they've done an unbelievable job. It looked like an SEC stadium to me, and they had 45, 46,000 people there. It was their senior day, so they didn't see that coming. You know, but you don't go in there and win 42-3 without all three sides playing well. And you know, Tune was Tune. What you were saying about Tune earlier in the year, that's what people are seeing right now. And special teams were good as well.
Yeah. Speaking of Tune, you came out this week and were none too pleased with the Davey O'Brien Award, and rightfully so. The dude has just been playing great, and I don't know how he's off of that list.
How are you number one in the country in touchdowns? He's thrown 35. Your top 10 in yards, your top 10 in passing efficiency. I mean, we didn't meet expectations, but it's not like we put those expectations on us. I mean, the quarterback hasn't been the problem, and we got sacked too much early, and once we got that figured out, we're able to throw it a little bit more. He's top 10. He's, you know, that award's supposed to be about character, too. Well, Tune's a three-year captain. He's got his degree. He's a model, dude. You know, he's going to go play in the Senior Bowl. Going to be a draft pick, and you're not in the top 22. I mean, I don't know what they're doing there in Fort Worth, but in my mind, it invalidates what that award is.
Not in the top 22. I mean, this isn't top three, top five. It's top 22 listed in college football this year. That's hard to believe. A guy that's something that's easy to believe is that Matthew Golden has really – blossom. This is one of the most talented guys on your roster, and he has really begun to blossom. You knew about, obviously, he was highly recruited, and 127 yards receiving, two touchdowns in the game, and eight catches. This is now in two of the last three games he's gone for over 100 yards. He scored a touchdown three straight games. What are you, for a guy who comes in as a freshman like Matthew Golden, what is a learning process typically like in the years that you've been involved in football? You know, there's always that saying you become a sophomore at some point during your freshman season if you're getting a play. What have you seen from Matthew Golden, that anything that's been different over the second half?
I just think it's his makeup more than anything. He had those freshman jitters, you know, which, you know, coming in with he had some high expectations coming in too. I mean, everybody's talking about him as a true freshman and you know, was a starter earlier in the year, had a couple of drops, and all that's deserving. You know, it's the way it is. He got hurt against Memphis when he was just starting to come on. I believe that was game five or game six. And so he couldn't play for 2 weeks, and I was just kind of watching his mindset and his body language, and it bothered him, you know, but he didn't, you know, sometimes freshmen, when they get hurt, they just tank it and they're done for the year. He was like totally engaged in every meeting, paying attention to every rep. Couldn't wait to get back. Once he got back for his SMU game, this is three games in a row that he's been productive and done what he could do to be able to help the team. He's the next great one around here. I hate to talk about receivers without talking about Tank Bell. I mean, he's on the Blitnikoff list, deservingly so. He's second in every, you know, receiving statistic that's out there. He's fun to watch. You know, if people don't come watch this duo one more time this Saturday, 6 o'clock, it's going to be a beautiful night for football, then I don't know what to do. You know, and then we got a guy by the name of Sam Brown, who's a freshman as well, who is, you know, he didn't play last week. Stacy Sneed didn't play last week. And I love this team, how they don't care about that. They don't care who's out there and who's playing. They go out and they just play. And, you know, we should have all hands on deck this Saturday for senior day. Got 17 of them. Beautiful night for football. Hopefully get a bunch of people out there to watch us play Tulsa.
Yep, 6:30, and it's against Tulsa, and it's senior night. So get on out there. We'll give away tickets here. Actually, we got a couple pairs to give away here before the end of the show. So don't you go anywhere. You'll get your tickets here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Daniel Holgorsen, brought to you by H&P Chastain Ford and Damaris Barbecue, right here every week. And Tank is so funny. We were talking about it during the broadcast. The Tank came up to you. What did he have, 20-some targets last week, and he just told you that's not enough? I need more? Yeah, throw me the ball?
I don't know how he knew this, but he knew he was 20 yards away from 200. And I don't know if he's carrying his phone in his pocket, if he's getting alerts on, like, an Apple Watch or what he's got going on. But he was 20 yards away. That last drive, I was trying to kill clock, you know, the second to the last drive. We did throw a hitch and go to him, which I thought was appropriate. I thought they'd jump it and would be able to get a touchdown to go up 42-3. They didn't jump it. The safety was over the top. They're double covering him the entire day. And so we just kind of ran the ball and you know, scored a touchdown, killed some more clock. And he came to the sidelines all upset and, you know, like legitimately upset, just looking at me just like, you know, why would you do this to me? I mean, I thought we were tight and, you know, you had my back. Obviously, he was kind of joking and I was joking. And I was laughing at him. And then we get the ball back one more time and I put all our backups in and he's like pouting on the sidelines. He wants to go in there and play. So the good news is the dude just likes to play. You know, he's the same guy every day. He's the same guy every week. He goes out there and he's a pleasure to watch. He's a pleasure to coach, and we got that kind of relationship where he will get on me and I get on him, and it's all fun.
Well, you know, and you've been around those pros. I mean, you, Welker, and the rest of those little slot guys. And they were talking about him. You know, he is slight of build, but his name is Tank for a reason because of how tough he is. That guy's gonna play. He's gonna play in the slot on Sundays.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how tough he is. I kid him about this all the time. He pretends to be tough, but he never gets hit. You know, he's durable. he's very, very, very durable. Yeah, but a lot of the reasons why he prevents injuries is because he never gets hit. You know, he's so smart. He's so intelligent. He knows what the defense is doing. He can play every one of our skill positions and know the different route combinations and what he's supposed to be doing at the different spots, you know, based on what the play call is. He's aware of his surroundings to the point where he can get down. You know, one of those plays against East Carolina, he caught the ball over the middle. He turned, you know, and he like looked about four different directions. He had five people closing in on him. He just immediately just went right to the ground. He had five people standing over the top of him, and he laid there and he just waved at him, you know. And the ref came to the sideline and said he can't taunt him like that. And I'm like, he's just out there having fun, man. Leave it alone. And obviously they did, but he's just an intelligent guy, and he keeps his body out of harm's way.
Waving is a taunt now. Okay.
Right. I guess. Yeah. What they said, man.
Yeah. All right, what about Tulsa? To give us the lowdown on what's Saturday night.
Well, it's their grand finale, their last hurrah. You know, they're not a bad football team. They're not going to a bowl, but they're 4-7, and they play everybody tough. You know, they've had some injuries, played a couple different quarterbacks. Anytime you do that, you're not going to be hitting on all cylinders, but they're very dangerous. This is the 45th time that we've played, right? So Tulsa and Houston have been playing a lot, and this is kind of it, and they know it. So, you know, based on my experience this year when we play in these games, our opponent's going to bring it, you know. So they got a lot of Houston kids. They got a lot of Texas kids from the area. This is it. So they're going to come down ready to play. You know, it's going to be a physical game. They always play physical. I think we'll be ready to play. You know, if we can finish this one with a win and finish 8-4 and 6-2 in the conference and tied for second in the American, that's something to be proud of for our team. You know, didn't meet expectations, but it's respectable. And I think we're going to be ready to go.
And speaking of backup, having to play your backup quarterback, that was scary when Clayton went down. I mean, he was holding that left shoulder. That looked bad.
He was just worried about not being able to golf here for the next month. You know, so... He's good to go, man. He's a tough kid.
Yeah, no question. He came down hard on that shoulder. You had to put the backup in, but not for long. That second half, when Clayton came out, I was like, oh, nice. That dude is. It's one tough dude, that's for sure.
And by the way, you mentioned.
Yeah, it means a lot to him, too. Now, I mean, we want to finish this thing the right way and finish with a couple of wins. And it means a lot to him to be able to do that. That's the kind of competitor he is. He's not one of these divas that just tries to get his. Being competitive and the team is important to him, and winning games is important to him.
Yeah, we had Jim Nagy on yesterday, and we mentioned, you know, I knew that Clayton had received an invite. I didn't know if he had accepted it yet. Nagy didn't. We asked about him and Tank, and he said, you know, they're both on the radar, but that's good to hear that he's going for sure to the Senior Bowl. What about Tank?
He doesn't want to talk about it right now. He's technically a junior, so he doesn't want to talk about it. We just live in a different world now, you know, to the point to where it's not just a no-brainer. I don't know. I'm going to sit down and talk with him next week, and we're going to lay all the options out. I'm going to support him. Whatever he wants to do is what I'm going to support. But in today's day and time with NIL and popularity, and where he's at, I don't know. So we'll have those conversations next week.
Can you give us any idea of what bowls you're that are looking at you or you're looking at?
No clue. I don't want to talk about scenarios or any of that. I mean, technically, we're not out of the championship race. I mean, a lot of things got to happen in order for that to play out. If I'm working Sunday, getting ready for a game, great. If not, then you know we can't go recruit next week, so we'll have a lot of meetings next week. And then in preparation for figuring out what the bowl is going to be, but I got no idea what that's going to be. It's all about recruiting after Saturday in my world. You know, we got to recruit our tail off here to get some Big 12 players in here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this finish is certainly going to help that. That's for sure. You guys playing some good football right now. That is great. It's the way you want to finish for sure. All right, finish it up strong against Tulsa, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, yep, sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Cougs.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving, man. 8:15 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by Chastang 4, HRP, and Damaris Barbecue. And a big supporter of the Cougs program is John Daspit.
Yeah, and from Daspit Law, he's a personal injury lawyer. He's the biggest in the in the city of Houston. He is has seven employees. He has 70 lawyers at 10 different cities across the state of Texas. You don't see him on these commercials. He's not going to be on top of a truck or throwing, you know, mallets at you or doing any of that stuff. Got a flamethrower. He's just out there working hard for you. And that's how you are going to know John Daspit. John Daspit is going to be the guy who gets millions and millions in settlements every single month. And he works hard to get you the most money. If you have been injured by an accident that was not your fault, if you've been injured at the workplace by and it's not been your fault, it's negligence of others, he will work for you and fight for you, because the other side is going to have someone fighting against you. He wants to fight for you. And he's from here at Clear Falls High School. He did his undergrad. He went to school at University of Texas, got a couple degrees there, got a law degree from University of Houston. As I mentioned before, involved in the NIL scene to take care of some of the Cougar players and show his appreciation. You'll start seeing the commercials coming out soon. They look awesome. Really, really well done. And that's everything with John Daspit. Everything is top-notch and done the right way. And I think you're going to really love watching your time spent with John Daspit. If you ever have an injury issue, this is the phone number, 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, let's give away a couple of tickets to this Tulsa game. It's Saturday night, 6:30. We got a pair of tickets at 8:30 exactly. 8:30 exactly. You call 713-780-3776, and you can win a pair of tickets to the game. You can also purchase the family four-pack, four tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo and enter promo code TULSA4PACK, or call 713-GO-COUGS. Get your tickets today. Saturday night, supposed to be nice.
It's going to be great weather.
Yeah.
Go out there, enjoy outdoors. It'll probably be in the 50s. You wear a jacket. You can wear your light coat or whatever. It's a fun way to watch a game. I mean, it's an outdoor venue. Outdoor football really is fun when the weather
is. That's a beautiful. It's a great venue.
Yeah. I know. It's a great venue.
Yeah.
And I've got I'm also going to take the kids to U of H basketball game. I think we may be targeting Alabama, actually. When Alabama comes, wait, is that here?
Yeah, that's here.
Yeah, Alabama's going to be here. They've got some games coming up over the
that team is so fun. Week.
Man, is the Fertitta Center?
What
nice.
About Mac?
You know, I went there.
What about Mac giving up $1 million to the team?
Yeah, for NIL stuff.
Yeah,
that was strong.
He put $1.5 million on them winning the national championship, and he just gave $1 million in NIL money.
Well, he's got some cheddar.
Mac's doing okay. He's got wheelbarrows for the money.
Yeah, although he says he gave away. I've heard conflicting. At one point, I heard 70 of the 75 million, and another time, I heard 73 of the 75. I don't think it's 73 of the 75, but I think it's probably closer to 70 of the 75 million.
I don't know.
Was going back. I mean, it is his. This is now his personal hedge. The furniture is his personal hedge.
Right.
For his
yeah, he
for
doesn't bet the other side. He just sells furniture
because insurance companies will not give you insurance on where you can make a profit. I guess, or you know, I was reading about this, and so this is Max, and this has been the way this has gone. This is Max's opportunity to, you know, it's a smart way that he's handled this. I've never seen anything like this, and this is a guy who lives in a state where gambling is not legal. That's what makes it even more incredible, is that he's known as the most public better in all of sports right now, you know, in terms of his name, and he's not even in a state where it's legal. He has to fly to Colorado or Vegas or drive to Louisiana to get his bets in.
Yeah,
or is it Atlantic City?
Well, he can call. he calls draft.
You can't call. You can't call from here. Don't say that out loud.
Well,
that's considered interstate.
Right.
So he does not.
He
do
does.
That.
He gets on a plane and he carries the money there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he doesn't make phone calls to booking operations outside of the state from state to state. Let that be. I want to make sure that that's being said here on this show.
Right.
He does not do that.
Right. He never does that. Ever. 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 University of Houston, yeah, Tulsa, and then the basketball team, just so much fun. Alabama's the preseason schedule has not been great. They did go to Oregon, and they're going to have Alabama here.
They got another big game coming up too,
but
on the road
in the preseason. Yeah. Talking about the home schedule hasn't been.
Oh,
yeah, that's a little bit. They're so good. They're number two in the country now. As a matter of fact, let's hear from. You know, you had Marcus Sasser and Kelvin Sampson.
There it is, UVA. They're going to be a UVA, and, you know, of
UVA
course, tragedy
good.
UVA. But UVA is number five in the nation
yeah.
right now.
No,
Houston's going there December 17th.
Tony Bennett teams play a stifling defense.
This
is going to be.
This over-under is going to be 65.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kelvin Sampson versus Tony Bennett.
it's unbelievable. Hey, this could be a Sweet 16 or even a. An Elite Eight game.
Of course, it's not. It's Tony Bennett is the son of the original Tony Bennett was an absolute grinder. But this one is
Dick Bennett.
Yeah, but this
I was in Green Bay.
Yeah, you
with
were
them.
In Green Bay. He was Wisconsin Green Bay, and
yeah,
then went to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
or
yep,
yeah,
yep.
And I mean, it was no. When I was doing handicapping stuff, it was like you knew
no.
that there was a chance the team he was playing wasn't going to get out of the 40s.
So I was at Green. I was not in Green Bay. Tony was player. Tony played for Green Bay then under Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Such a – and you go to his office, and he had Bobby Knight books, videos all over. He was a Bobby Knight disciple. He learned how to just play just throttling, devastating defense. It was from Bobby Knight. So it was – but he was – Dick Bennett was the nicest, quietest guy. Such
was he really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, he was a taskmaster. Don't get me wrong. His teams were the most disciplined teams you ever saw, but he was quiet and nice. He couldn't have been a nicer guy. The opposite of and very accommodating with the media.
Yeah.
The opposite of Bobby Knight. But he sure did learn some defense from him. And Tony has brought that to Virginia. Virginia games are so hard to watch because they are so devastating defensively. At least the Cougs will open it up offensively now. The Cougs will they'll take some shots. They'll run. They like the three.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. they're not going to play. They're not trying to shorten a game.
No.
With possessions. They're trying to score as much as they can. Relatively, I mean, they want to be intelligent about how they attack. But yeah, the Cougars are one of these teams who, you know, they will. You're right. They're going to play defense regardless of the score, but they are not trying to just slow it down and eat up clock. And that's what you do if you have a less talented team.
Yeah.
The Cougars don't have less talented teams against a lot of the teams.
No, Virginia does. So they're going to try to slow it down. And
that's going to be a fist fight.
Yeah. No. That'll be good. That's going to be a good game. Alabama will be a good game, too. A little revenge for that in the cylinder win that Alabama had at Bama last year against the Cougs. So, you know, got to get that back. Listen, this Cougs team, so fun, so good. Got to fill that place up every game. I know that the preseason schedule isn't great, but you got to support this team. Got to really support this team. I hope they get to the place where they're playing more Kentuckys and Gonzagas and you know, teams like this. Because in college basketball, you can. And already they are. Well, Kentucky's already getting their butts handed to them out there. Gonzaga taking care of that business. You know, I hope they get to the point where they will be facing these better teams more often in the preseason and being one of the elite, because in the preseason, you know, you can afford to in college basketball, and you will be able to in college football more now with the 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to lose a game early.
Yeah. And maybe that will spark, less fear of doing. Of course, these schedules are done so far in advance, but maybe it'll spark a little less fear of teams, you know, from SEC conferences going on the road and saying, okay, we'll go on the road and play. You know, we're going to go on the road and play Michigan, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you get a matchup like Georgia at Michigan. You know, maybe that would happen in one of these games because they don't fear it as much. I still think it's going to be a little less likely because the SEC
Well, Georgia wasn't afraid. They played Oregon this year. I mean, the Alabamas and the Georgias, they ain't afraid. It's playing those guys that you don't, that the teams are
Georgia played Georgia played a neutral site game in Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
You know, that was neutral site.
It was neutral site. I think Oregon was maybe dominated at the stadium.
I'm misremembering
that game.
Yeah, the only domination that happened was Bo Nix getting dominated, and then after that, he's actually played pretty well. I still can't believe Bo Nix from Auburn is like making plays that are considered positive plays.
He's like the fifth favorite for the Heisman.
I know, it's so weird for me. Yeah. Bo Nix is one of those guys that I thought was just terrible.
Here's Kelvin Sampson being ranked number two.
Rank means nothing to me. I've had a lot of ranked teams. I don't coach whether they're ranked or unranked. I coach them the same, and I mean that honestly.
So he really excited, it seemed like, being ranked number two in the country. Yeah, it means nothing to me. That's Kelvin. Well, I mean, let's face it. It's November. Okay, it's a long way from March.
I love Kelvin Sampson.
I know, right?
I just absolutely, you know, it feels like part of their heart and soul. Now, they were fine after Kelvin. They had some really great moments after Kelvin Sampson left. It just feels like the Rockets lost some of their, some of their defensive heart and soul. But then they had Bezdelic, and Bezdelic had the team playing good defense, too. So that's, you know, that's probably not fair. But there's just something about Kelvin Sampson, a guy who is, he hasn't given in on what he believes in. He believes basketball should be played a certain way. And he doesn't, you know, a lot of coaches now in every sport are just saying, well, today's generation of kids, blah, 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 blah. And then you got to coach them differently. Kelvin Sampson's like, no. And I think today's generation of kids, you just have to find the right kids who are willing to, you know, who are willing to work and do, you know, put the time in and effort. But there are still plenty of guys who are willing to work hard, who believe in the team concept. Now, maybe you're not recruiting those guys, and maybe I am, and maybe I'm finding those guys in the portal. But all I know is that Kelvin Sampson is the epitome of a guy who's created a culture at University of Houston. And I'm somebody who grew up as a kid watching Phi Slamma Jamma, which was, you know, that was like watching Astros baseball. It's, to me, it's no different. They went to three straight Final Fours. They were incredible. Incredible to watch. The whole city was on fire for that team, no matter where you went, you know, no matter what your family's affiliation
was.
It'd
be nice if we could get that here now.
Well, I mean, but you kind of do have that, is my point. Kelvin Sampson's actually got that. It's just that people, they've gotten to Final Fours. They've gotten into deep runs. I mean, they don't have an Olajuwon.
There's not that excitement for like there was for Phi Slamma
Jamma. No, and there's not that excitement for college basketball.
Right.
In general, because players leave are one and done. They've been one and done. There's just no way around it. A one and done model is going to hurt. It hurts college basketball because you don't. You know, that's why teams like, oh, look, you see Drew Timmy and the same guys over there at Gonzaga, and they're more recognizable than other teams who are in the top five because their players stick around. But for Houston, you know, I would argue that this is right now, Kelvin Sampson's putting together a pretty golden age of Houston basketball.
Oh, no,
right
he
now.
Absolutely is. I hope
and he does without sacrifice.
And they've been putting people in the stands this year, which is nice. And it's got to continue. And you know what? And even when they travel down the road, if they go to wherever they go in the state.
I went to Hawfine's Pavilion many, many times for basketball games. The Fertitta Center right now is so cozy. It is such a great spot.
It is a wonderful place to watch. It's probably our best facility to watch a sporting event in the city, period. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, pretty much a holiday show. We got an hour and a half left before we hit the Thanksgiving weekend. If you want to get in, now's the time. 713-780. And talk about anything. We don't have to talk about sports. It could be about anything right now. You're more than welcome to get in. If you want to talk about Jeff Aronoff, well, that's another story. I mean, we can talk about him as well. I've known Jeff for, I don't know, 20 years now here in the city of Houston. I've been speaking for him for I don't know how long now, and I've been trying to tell you guys over and over and over again that he is going to to get the job done. If you're just starting a business and you need someone to come in, that's what Damaris did with their bar, is they had Jeff Aronoff come in and put in their bar, and it just is awesome. I mean, they built their new place, and they had Jeff design. It's called Absolute Marble and Granite. And so anything that's hard, anything that's rock hard, stone, marble, tile, granite, anything that's going to make it look richer, anything that's going to make it more valuable, and Jeff Aronoff will do this for you. Got to be a big job. No small jobs, please. He's not going to replace some tiles in your bathtub. He is going to come in and redesign whatever it is that you have. Or, you know, start it up. If you don't have an outdoor kitchen at all, he can start from scratch and show you how you can build it, where you can build it, where it's going to be the most convenient, with the latest stuff, the latest technology for your outdoor kitchen, and make it look spectacular. He does it all the time, every day. So if you're looking for that kind of quality work, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, we got to talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing and about Billy Brown and what Billy's doing over there. I need him in my house. I got a water heater problem, so I'm gonna call him next week and have him come out and check out my water heaters and the strength of the stream and one of my sinks as well. So I got to get this job done. And there's only one place I'm gonna call. I mean, it's gonna be to Aqueduct Plumbing because they're just the best. Aqueduct Plumbing. Company.com, aqueductplumbingcompany.com, 281-488-6238. Doesn't matter what your issue is, if you need a plumber, there's one guy to call, Billy Brown.
Yeah, Billy Brown. And with Aqueduct Plumbing Company, I mean, whether it's a small job or a major job, like a repiping job, they do it for you. If you're not sure if you have a leak, but you suspect you might, or at least that's a concern of yours, I would highly recommend getting a hydrostatic test from Aqueduct Plumbing Company, because you don't want to let that go on under your slab. I did. And it became a major issue with it getting through the slab and into the flooring, and I had to redo the flooring a few years ago. So that was that can be a major, major issue for you. So make sure that you get it checked out early, especially if you know you haven't replaced your pipes and you've got an older home, because those pipes are going to erode and you are going to have to make a change without question. Make sure that you give them a call at 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Go! Go, 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 go. We need to save that, RJ.
What is goal in Japanese? What do you say?
My mental, right now, my filter is like... You can say something.
Japan,
like,
just scored a goal. Yeah. How would it sound?
I don't love that.
On Japanese radio.
Nope. Even if it's a holiday show, because people aren't traveling or didn't go into work today, there's enough people listening that I would say no, absolutely not. I won't even pretend to say a word. Could I say it in German? Yes. Of course I could say
it in German.
Giant. I could say. I don't know. I don't know how I would do
it's
that.
It's a hock and spit language.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a pretty language.
No, it's not.
It's not a pretty...
It's not one of the romantic languages.
It's lot of this right here.
Goal! Oh!
Ich bin wieder klug mit dir. Schlag mit dir.
Thomas Müller. Müller.
Leber, lieber, trinker.
Do you know I know a German drinking song? I know a German drinking song, and I used to juggle... My little trick was I could juggle while singing a German drinking song.
Let me hear it.
It goes, Leba, Lipa, Trinka, Lerma, 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 Krenza, Krenza, dich mit mir, Krenza, dich mit mir, Schwärma mit mir, wenn ich Schwärma, ich bin wieder klug. Mit dir, wieder klug, mit dir, leba, leba, trinka, lerma. I think it's leba. Something drink.
You sure this isn't like a war chant?
No, it's not a war chant. It's 100% a German drinking song. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the words. Leba is that love? Love Live.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's We Will Kill You.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's no. not that. Leba is, by the way, Bill Burr's, I think it's Bill Burr's comedy about the Germans. Like, when he starts doing the, I can't remember if it's Bill Burr or Jim Jeffries talking about First World War II. And then, and you'll never believe this.
They start again.
They do it again. It's got to be Bill Burr.
It's got to be Bill Burr.
You know, like, why, you know these people are capable of this. It's got to, it sounds like Bill Burr, feels like something. Yeah. Bill Burr. Have you seen Bill Burr in Red Rocks?
Yes. It was excellent. It was fun.
It's strong.
It's good stuff.
It's really strong.
All right, let's give away another pick. As a matter of fact, let's just give it to the radio people that are listening on the radio. I'm sorry. If you're listening on the internet, you're gonna be behind. But right now, 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to go see the Cougs against Tulsa on Saturday night, 6:30 PM. If you're not gonna use them, don't call. Okay? Just don't call. Caller number 713-780-3776. You can also purchase the family 4-pack, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo and a promo code Tulsa4Pack or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. So we got a winner. Thank you so much for listening and getting those tickets. But make sure that you use them, please. We got a pair of tickets for you. Let's get Lance in here. He wants to talk about his Houston Astros. Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Lance, I really enjoyed your singing. I didn't know if I wanted to keep going with the caller
singing or not. Yeah, that's not a problem.
But, hey, man, I got a question for you guys. And one thing I've never understood in all my life is just kind of how the salary caps work on baseball. You know, we always talk about, okay, well, we can't afford to get this guy. For instance, Verlander's, you know, looking for 3 years, 120 or something like that right now. And while you have the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers, all these bigger market, I guess, teams, and they are able to pay for these guys. You know, why isn't it a team like us where we've had success and we just won World Series? Do we not have any more money to spend on players like that? Or I just don't understand how that works in baseball, where more teams have more money versus other teams don't have as much money, and especially with a team with having success on the field like we did.
It's all television dollars. It's television. They're television. LA's their deal. Their local deal. Local television deal. The Yankees, Yes Network. The Cubs in Chicago. They can charge so much more for advertising because they got so many more people and more people watching eyes on their games. So it's all about that. It's about sponsorships at the ballpark, charging more. It's about it's about all that. So they have just bigger, more assets than the Astros do. Now, the Astros are doing just fine. I mean, Jim Crane is making money. But, and then there's another thing, there's philosophically, is going over the luxury tax. Not only do you pay, in some instances, double for players, but you also lose draft positions. So there's that in there that you don't want to, you know, some teams are against that. Listen, the Astros are winning. And they're the best organization in baseball, and they're not spending as much as other teams. Although they've been
at some point
top five,
have,
top ten
at some point
throughout
you have
this
to,
run.
Yeah, but at some point, you know, they've been very...
Spending more money doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win.
Well, they were spending more money on veteran pitchers. Like, a big part of it has been Greinke's salary and Verlander's salary. That's been a big part of it. Now you don't have... More than likely, you won't have either one of them. So, it's going to be...
Well, listen, again... Look at all the money that the Dodgers have spent. Look at all the money the Red Sox have spent, the Yankees have spent, and they're just throwing. The Astros have a plan, and they stick to the plan. Like you said, they'll go get a Greinke.
No, I like that they have plans. I like that they have a process, yeah, and they stick with it. And they'll go get them. They don't usually sign them to 5- and 6-year deals. It's more like, okay, 2 years. We can pay this for a couple of years. We're not going to be beholden to a potential injury. I mean, can you imagine if you had a 6-year deal on a pitcher and let's say Verlander never came back the same after his injuries. It's devastating to you for a team that's not in L.A. or New York. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you have – well, I'll have to see if RJ has it ready or not. Somebody was right. Benny was right. I was wrong. It is not – it was not – this is great. And this is clean because it's on the David Letterman show. It was not Bill Burr, and it was not
Jim Jeffries.
It was, rest in peace, the great Norm MacDonald. Here was him talking about Germany here.
But I watch the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago? Why'd I have to watch that stupid show? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world! That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but... No, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy, and... I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I mean, you know, I'm done. But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
I mean, he's got a point.
He's great. He was great.
Yeah. By the way, when we were doing that, Japan just ironically scored on Germany again. Well, Japan is now winning 2-1 with 85 minutes. You know, Germany's one of the top three favorites as well, along with Argentina.
Yeah.
Or top four.
Right.
Germany, Argentina. Argentina was beaten by Saudi Arabia, Japan. I think this one's going to get... this is going to get tied up.
Brazil, England, Germany's about Germany, to score. And
Germany's
Argentina.
About to score. Germany's about to score.
Are the
Germany's
four
about
favorites.
To score. Germany's Don't worry about it.
You think?
Our Germany's people will score, yes.
But it's 85 minutes. It's the 85th minute, bro.
They have put like 40 shots on goal this match, and they've got one through a penalty kick.
Holy crap. 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And
hey, the world's just catching up with Germany.
Who was an underdog in this game?
Well, it was Japan was a huge underdog. And did you know that yesterday I had played higher or lower. I played the Pick'em contest. I had Olivier Giroud under a certain amount of shots on goal. That was a loser since he, you know, scored twice for France in a 4-1 win. But this is an example of, yes, World Cup soccer is even available in the higher or lower in the Pick'em game. Remember, in Pick'em you have to pick anywhere between 2, and if you hit both of those, it pays 3-1, or 5. You can also do, obviously, 3, 4, but you can go all the way up to 5 picks, and if 5 picks win for you, you're going to win 20-1. Now, there's a booster available. You only have to play $1 and you can win $100, but you have to pick 5 of them right. But one of them is you have to get the Dak Prescott higher or lower right with his passing yardage. So that's available for you as well. If you're looking to play daily fantasy, you say, Lance, I want to draft the team. Cool. They've got it for Thanksgiving. On all the Thanksgiving games, they've got the full slate going on Sunday, those games as well. I mean, there's so much daily fantasy to choose from and so many great pick'em games that I'm telling you right now, this is your only place that you need to be playing fantasy. It's download the app right now at Underdog Fantasy. You can go to underdogfantasy.com if you like, or just download download the app on at your app store. But I'm telling you right now, this is a chance for you to make real money with your sports knowledge, including basketball, hockey, every sport you can imagine. And you must be 18 or older to play, and you must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? We'll call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance for a match of your deposit up to $100.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is not our parents' Germany. By the way, we're watching the Germany-Japan game, which it's in the 90th minute.
Well, they won the World Cup two World Cups ago.
Yeah,
that Germany
but this is
really
a much
good.
More diverse team.
There's no Sebastian Feinsteig.
They got a black guy.
Oh, they've had one.
Yeah.
That's Rudiger, but they've had... If Dell were here, he'd tell you they've had.
Yeah, well, this year they got a black guy. So,
well, Boateng was on the team for a year, 12 years.
I love Boateng.
Boateng was
always have.
Yeah, there was one played for Germany and one played for like Nigeria. So, I think one of them was over on like a work visa. You're like, hey, how's this guy in Germany? Boateng. Right. But Rudiger.
Well, you can't live here, but you can play for our team.
But Rudiger is. John, Germany's changed quite a bit.
Rudy That's Rudiger?
Like, are you familiar
Rudy
with
Rudiger.
How ugly your Italian people were to if you were in their neighborhoods and whatnot?
When?
You're throwing stones at the Germans. How about the Italian people?
Well,
what are they known for?
Have always been the nicest people. That's it. Always.
Oh, tell the Irish.
All
tell
right.
The Irish in New York.
All right.
Of course, the Irish probably weren't the nicest.
Stop
either.
Already. Germany. Stop. Okay.
Germany's
yeah, nice people.
Beat.
Great people.
Germany
ask,
will
let's
score.
Ask Norm MacDonald.
Germany will score. Yeah, that was Norm. And then you'll never believe this, but I don't know if you're history buffs, but Germany took on the world again. They keep picking fights with the world.
And who did they fight?
I'm sad that we had Norm MacDonald at
Nick's place.
And we didn't do more with Norm.
Right.
Like, I feel like we blew it. And I remember there were these two girls who were randomly there at Nick's place in the morning. So I don't
Norm
know if they were
them.
There to see Nick. And they were, I think one of them was pretty cute. And Norm kept trying to talk to her. He was trying to spit game at her in Nick's place. It was weird. You know, there wasn't people. It was just our show and these two random girls who were there. And Norm, like, hey, you guys like comedy? What are you here to see a comedian or just you normally at a bar at 8:30 in the morning? Okay? They weren't biting like it. Yeah, I got a hotel. I'm gonna go back there after this show's over. You guys want to take the party to my hotel? Yeah,
right. he was working
nothing.
He was working that hard.
Nothing came of it.
No. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
Say, Japan just scored on Germany. I wonder if they're going
to.
They used to be in
war.
The same. I remember when they were on the same team. Now they're playing against each other. That's weird. It happens sometimes. You, one minute you're
what, if
fighting
Italy,
the world, and the next minute you're playing soccer.
If Italy was in this thing,
and
they
the
put Japan. Japan, Germany, and Italy in the same
instead
group?
Of the group of death, just the axis of evil?
We don't want to be in that one.
Wait, axis of evil is not... they were considered... What was the three... The axis of evil is the George Bush thing. It was... What were they called? It's not the Troika. It's... what was the... Well, we called them the Big Three.
Yeah. No. They were the big three. That was the original Big Three.
I'm forgetting the name from my history.
Let's get
days.
We got Timothy Bella on the other side, author of the Charles Barkley book, and there's actually a story about Charles Barkley that we can get to.
Yeah, Trey, I saw Charles was trending yesterday on Twitter.
Trey is here and he wants to talk on the radio. What do you say, Trey?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are y'all this morning, man? Great show like always.
Appreciate them.
Hey, I have a question, man. I know it's a short week, man, because of the holiday and everything, but I was wondering if you guys could maybe talk about the line and talk about the game a little bit with Michigan and Ohio State. What would be a good way to possibly lean, anything like that, any inside information from some sports guys like you would be greatly appreciated, man. Thank y'all.
Listen, Michigan is them winning this game is the aberration. Ohio State has owned them.
Historically,
in recent history. Ohio State has just owned them. Last year, It was in the Big House this year. It's in the Horseshoe. It's seven and a half.
It's 7.5 right now.
I would buy it down to 7 and take Ohio State. I think it's going to be just too much for Michigan to go in there. Michigan has looked pedestrian a lot of this season, especially in the second half.
I would argue that Ohio State has as well. I think that they have at different times as well. I mean,
they're more explosive, though. And we've seen Michigan defensive backs trying to run with Ohio State wide receivers. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know that. Now, Ohio State, this is going to shock you, but they've got some pretty good wide receivers. This will also shock you as well that Marvin Harrison's son is really good.
Yeah.
I know that's also a shocking turn of events there. But, you know, Michigan's defense, from a passing game standpoint, they only allow 161 yards per game and 5.3 passing yards per attempt. You got to remember, this is the same C.J. Stroud that really struggled against Penn State, that struggled just a couple of weeks ago with let me pull that game up. Who was Ohio State playing? Wasn't Indiana. Well, they struggled last week against Maryland. Michigan almost lost to Illinois. I mean, that was terrible. Oh, yeah, Northwestern. C.J. Stroud really struggled against Northwestern. This can't be right. Threw for 76 yards? Anyway, they struggled with, they were a 37.5-point favorite against Northwestern. They won 21-7. That's Ohio State. Last week, they had their issues. Maryland, that was much closer. They had a 3-point lead, kicked a field goal with less than a minute to go, and then had a defensive scoop and score touchdown in the last 20 seconds of the game. So even though they won by 13, they actually were only up by 3 with less than a minute to go, and Maryland was actually in pretty good shape. Illinois was in bad shape last week. I mean, Michigan was in bad shape against Illinois. But the problem I have with this one is it is a revenge game. Ohio State got physically dominated last year. Like, they had their manhood taken by Michigan's offensive line. It's the game that won Michigan's offensive line the Joe Moore Award. And so Ohio State remembers that. This is going to be a real revenge game. And if Blake Corum, and they're being very quiet about running back Blake Corum, who will be a Heisman finalist, if he's not able to go, they've got other running backs as well, but that is just such a huge loss for Michigan. So for me, from a wagering standpoint, I like teasing Ohio State down, but I also like buying it down to 7. I think it could be a close game, but I think when it's all said and done, I think you're going to have Ohio State score in the fourth quarter. That's one of the things they've been able to do is distance games in the fourth quarter. I think they end up getting a cover, but I do think it's going to be close. And I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. It's in the mid-40s. I think it's 46.5. So I actually think it's going to be right at the numbers, and then late in the game you could have scores that put it over. So I don't love the lean for either side necessarily, but I do like Ohio State to win. So I would say teasing Ohio State with another game. Probably the Texans is usually a good way to go.
I just put the Texans in any of your bets. 7 minus 1.
That's a joke, by the way.
Minus 125 at 7.
Yeah. Now, if Blake Corum plays, you know, they're a tougher team. And I will say, I think this Michigan defense has a chance to really slow down. Japan beats Germany. I do think that this has a chance to really be a tough matchup for Ohio State's offense. But Michigan, I'm not sure Michigan's offense is going to be able to put together enough if Blake Corum's not at 100%, and he's not going to be.
All right, when we come back, Timothy Bella is going to join us. He is the author of the book Barkley. It comes out November 1st. So we will talk to him about his exploits in the definitive biography of Charles Barkley, more than 370 original interviews about Charles Barkley. We will talk to Timothy about that on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about Coors Light. We're talking about what you're doing this holiday season. I know what's going to happen for me, and I hope it happens. You're the same way as I am.
What you doing with that mouth, John?
I'm going to be drinking Coors Light with it.
That's what I'm going to do. Exactly
what you do with that mouth.
Yep.
What you do with that mouth, though? What I do with it is I drink Coors Light, Lance, and it's because I like my mouth to be refreshed, okay? I love to keep... I'm going to keep Chicago chill. That's what I'm going to do. I'm keeping Chicago chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Love me some Coors Light. Have loved it for years. Somebody asked me the other day, how did you get started with Coors? And I said, oh, you know, I was drinking other beers before, but then I started hanging out with my buddy Chad, and he was a big Coors Light enthusiast, and I never turned back. Never turned back. And, you know, all the other beers, they just don't taste. They just don't have the same water. They just don't have the same taste. They just are just not the same. Whenever I drink, I'm drinking Coors Light. And if you're looking for a great, refreshing beer that's going to keep Texas chill, it's Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.